Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, July 29th. Jaguars training camp practice number 5 is in the books. Second week, really, of training camp now. They had a day off yesterday. Got back out on the field today. It was a good practice. Heard from Doug Peterson before practice. We'll talk about what he had to say a little bit. Take a look at what I saw out there on the practice field today. Again, really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. So, as I mentioned, Jaguars head coach Doug Peterson spoke to the media before practice. Roy Robertson-Harris and Jarian Jones, Tyson Campbell were all limited today technically, but all three did play during teams. So you've seen that a couple times where Doug has said that someone will be limited, but then you see them out there playing during teams. I think maybe if they had full pads on, maybe that's where you don't see them out there in team, something like that. Gabe Davis did participate in team as well today, a guy who was not participating in the team portion of practice last time out. So you saw Roy Robertson-Harris, Jarian Jones, Tyson Campbell, and Gabe Davis back on the field. Dewey Wingard was back on the field. He had an illness that he was going through a little bit, and he is back for the Jaguars today. You saw him out there, a lot of energy. Doug Peterson was asked about Tank Bigsby, how his role will go in 2024, and he said he wants and thinks that Tank Bigsby's role will increase. I would say based on what we've seen in practice, I expect that. He looked good last year. There was just some really weird, fluky situations that happened, and it ended up leading to the coaches kind of losing confidence in him. But I think that he's on track to have a bigger role this year, I do. Doug Peterson said regarding the offense, you know, it is very early. They're still in the developmental stages of things. It's only 4 days in. There's no game planning, no scheming, limited playbook. And he said defenses are always ahead of offenses early in camp. I'm not going to dispute any of that. But what I will say is that I think it's not that the defense has been ahead of the offense, and that's not including today. I thought today was more even. We will get to that. But through the first 4 days, it wasn't that the defense was ahead of the offense. It's the gap in between the defense and the offense the first 4 days. It's how much better the defense was than the offense the first 4 days. It was a stark contrast between those two units. He says the defense has been playing fast. Corners have been playing more aggressive. I think you've definitely seen that. Was asked about Brian Thomas Jr. He said that he's been doing a good job. He's learning, growing, competing. So pretty much a non-answer there, but coach speak. Doug Peterson says that Devon Hamilton is healthy, strong, doing some of those good things that you saw from him before the situation with his back last year. He said that there's going to be some really important practices in the upcoming week when pads come on. Jaguars did also announce that they will have a practice in the stadium on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday. So you can certainly look out for that. Interesting little note, I saw Murtaugh, the Aussie tight end, taking some kickoff reps before practice with Cam Little, looking at that. So it'll be interesting to see if there's any wrinkles there potentially with him. Obviously, he faces an uphill battle trying to make this football team. Today, during the team periods, not a red zone day, playing more towards the middle of the field, had some 11-on-11, some 7-on-7, the usual. Again, no pads today. Pads will come on for the first time tomorrow, and you can really start to see the intensity ramp up when those players get the pads on, get a little bit more contact, get a little more physical. Looking at what I saw today, Trevor Lawrence, he had a very, very good day. He really did. Was sharp, accurate, on time, saw the field well, in my opinion. He did have the one interception during the one-on-one period of practice. But an interception in one-on-one, like, the quarterback has to throw the ball even if the receiver is not open. Like, that's the drill. Receiver goes against a DB one-on-one. Quarterback throws the ball. Puts it where he's supposed to. I thought Trevor Lawrence did that. Christian Braswell anticipated a route really well and picked it off. Again, that was the only time that I thought Trevor Lawrence really put the ball in harm's way at all today. And it was one of those things where he has to throw the ball. Would he throw that route? Would he have thrown that football if it was a team portion of practice? Absolutely not. But it was one-on-one. So he threw it. Braswell made a nice play on it. Good for him. Not a big deal for Trevor Lawrence. So for me, he had a very clean day. Team period of practice, one-on-ones overall, 7-on-7, 11-on-11. Trevor Lawrence had, I think, his best practice so far. And Brian Thomas Jr., wow. Unbelievable grab one-on-one over Ronald Darby deep down the field in the end zone. Had to go up and get it. Darby had tight coverage. And, you know, Darby's a guy that can absolutely fly out there. You know, Brian Thomas Jr. can as well. Thomas Jr. was able to make a great grab. The type of grab you saw him routinely make at LSU. Hasn't done it all that much here in Jacksonville so far in the first few days of training camp practice. But I think that was a step in the right direction from a confidence standpoint for Brian Thomas Jr., a chemistry standpoint between him and Trevor Lawrence. He did have a drop in individual practice, part of practice earlier on. And I was like, all right, going to be another slow day potentially. But that was not the case. That was a huge play. Maybe the best play any receiver has made on a football all camp. Tightly contested, go up and get it, racing down the field against Ronald Darby, who Ronald Darby has had an incredible camp himself. So that was a great play from Brian Thomas Jr. and hopefully a confidence builder. Ronald Darby, he did get another PBU today. He's gotten a pass breakup or an interception every day of camp, I think. He's been really, really good. Very sticky in coverage and opportunistic when he has a chance to poke a football out, take his hands on the ball. He's been able to do it.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As I mentioned, Doug Peterson talked about Tank Bigsby. I think Tank Bigsby has been very impressive so far. Very, very impressive. Has not been dropping the football at all when he's targeted in the passing game. And he's been able to find green grass. He's been able to show good vision and show the ability to make the most out of runs so far. Again, pads aren't on. So running game-wise, you're a little bit limited in what you can really take away. But he's looked good. I'm excited to see what happens when the pads come on, because he's one of those guys offensively. Not every player on offense is going to look better when the pads come on. I think he's the type of guy with his physicality and mentality out on the field that he's going to actually look even better when pads come on, because he's going to hit some defenders. He is. Travis Etienne making a big impact in the passing game. He's looked really solid. Parker Washington had a good day, was able to haul in a pass down the field and one short in team drills. Joshua Cephas made multiple grabs today in the team portion of practice, so good for him. A guy that's fighting for a roster spot, very confident, very good football player. Britton Strange did not have a great day, and he got banged up. So a day that hopefully he's able to, not miss any time. He went down and was slow to get up, and then kind of gingerly ran off the field. Wasn't down for very long. The trainers didn't have time to get over there or anything, but was a little bit of a scary moment for him. We'll see what happens there with Britton Strange. But Chad Mumma was able to get a pass breakup against him, and I think he also got another pass, a ball poked out from his grasp. So not a great day for the second-year tight end. Skates, receiver number 84, young guy. He made a big, big play down the field, got open down the field and hauled in a catch that would have been a touchdown. So that was nice to see from him, his first big play of camp so far. Devin Lloyd has been lights out. Multiple pass breakups today. He's playing confident. He's bigger. He said he put on like 12 to 15 pounds, and that's not going to be 12 to 15 pounds of straight muscle. That's not how it works, but 12 to 15 pounds of good weight. He's moving out there fast. He's playing aggressive, seeing the field well, and again, multiple pass breakups today. Christian Kirk, he's playing great. And, what else would you expect from Christian Kirk? But he had multiple grabs today in the team portion of practice. Was able to get open down the field for what would have been a very big gain for the Jaguars offense. Gabe Davis, he had one drop. Had multiple nice plays on the ball today, though, after that drop. So no big deal there. Christian Braswell, as I mentioned, he was able to get that interception one-on-one with, I believe it was Christian Kirk. But he's been a little up and down. Like, you've seen some great plays. You've seen some duds as well. Like, you've seen guys get open on him. Then you see him first play of the team portion of practice, stick with Christian Kirk down the field, and he's so up in his grill that the ball bounces off Braswell's helmet and falls to the ground harmlessly. So I think that Braswell, it's been fun to see him really competing out there. Chad Mumma had a pass breakup today, as I mentioned. I think he and Ventrell are having a nice battle out there for linebacker three duties. Ventrell Miller, both of those guys are looking pretty solid. Denzel Mims had his first drop of camp. This is a guy who I think has had a pretty darn good camp so far, but did have a drop during teams today. Luke Farrell made multiple nice grabs in the team portion of practice. So this is a guy that continues to kind of assert himself as a tight end that's going to be on this roster in 2024, a player that the Jaguars coaching staff really likes, and you see why. He's very consistent. So good day. Good day of practice. I think Trevor Lawrence really bounced back in a big way. I think the offense in general looked a lot better. It was more of an even day. I would say the defense probably still won, mostly due to, I think that they had a good day against the offensive line. They were able to create some pressure, but really at the catch point. I thought when the defense had opportunities and contested moments to get their hands in on the football and poke it away from an offensive player, they did that a lot more often than not. And so I think the defense won the day still, but it was much more even. So you've now seen kind of more even practices in two of the last three. I think what you've seen early on, beyond just defenses being ahead of offenses early in camp, as everyone has alluded to, I think you have seen this offense, Trevor Lawrence, everyone kind of adjusting to a more aggressive, faster, better coached defense that, most importantly, plays a lot more man coverage. Trevor Lawrence in practice over the last couple years has not been going against a defense that plays a lot of man coverage. And you've seen against teams that do play more man coverage, there have been more struggles for this football team. They've been much better against zone. I think part of that goes with, like, you know, Evan Engram and Christian Kirk being guys that can find space underneath. But yeah, I think that this offense is adjusting to playing a lot against a lot more man coverage on defense and practice. And I think it's going to help them in the long run when they have to go against these teams that are confident in going and playing more man coverage. I think it's going to be a good thing. Trevor Lawrence has been really good against a lot of zone-based defenses throughout his career. I think that will continue. But I think now you can start to see more of an evolution playing better this entire offense against maybe some more man coverages. We'll see how it plays out. But a much more even day today, a day where I think the offense can feel good about the work they put in, the defense can feel good about the work that they put in, and both sides can try to grow and continue to hone what they're doing out there. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.